All right, it's quarter after one. It's the Bob and Dan Radio Show. This is like our 21st Dirk Day, and I'd like to think we'll do this forever and ever. But if this is our last official Dirk Day, then we have to jam in everything we've ever wanted to ask.
I'll be back. If you guys want, we can keep this going.
Dude, of course we want.
All right.
Okay, but here's where I'm going to make
this. We'll do it in Germany next year.
Here's where I'm
going. Don, I'm going to call in.
I'm going to make this about me.
No, we're going to go to Germany.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I want to make this about me. So it's March 13th, and I'm driving home from my...
This year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took the family to spring break out in West Texas.
Okay.
We're driving back, and it's a Wednesday. It's a Champions League day.
Uh-oh.
And so it's 2 o'clock. I'm in the car, and I'm getting ready to listen to Liverpool-Bayern Munich. And I thought, you know what?
Wow.
You know what?
Is that where we're going?
I'm
going
to contact Dirk real quick. So I slipped into your DMs, and I just said, may the best club win. And you said...
Let's not go there.
Come on! He said, let's bet.
Okay.
An undisclosed amount of money. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I set in.
Yeah.
Because Liverpool is playing in Munich.
I remember that.
Okay.
It was 0-0 in Liverpool, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somehow Liverpool had a really big night in Munich. I still can't believe it.
Mm.
But it ended up where they won the Champions League. Now, I don't want your money, okay?
Okay.
I don't want your money.
Why would you guys even bet money when you got a guy?
It was his idea.
Yeah,
I
know, but we like to bet bits, like...
Okay.
What do you want?
You know, shave your head or...
Yeah.
Just stuff. Not, it doesn't have to be that, but I'm just saying, when you're betting with Dirk, you can't... Bob can't play with your account. And nothing he could offer you would give you any satisfaction to win.
I don't want Dirk's money.
Okay.
I want you to save your money. I want you to have a good retirement. I don't want you to ever have to get another...
Sweet.
I don't ever want you to have another job.
So what are you going to ask him for here?
But okay. I do want a... a written IOU on a picture of us.
Oh, that is sweet. Where was that at?
I think at the AAC. You took a picture with us on a previous Dirk show. And if you would sign that, I'll put it up in my office and maybe just IOU me $100 or something. Just sign it, whatever. You know, I just want record of you owing me money.
Done.
And then if I'm ever down on my luck, I can contact you again. But that's kind of a written IOU sort of thing. Would you sign that for me?
Yeah, of course.
That's beautiful. That's lovely. That's all I wanted.
Dan got the hair going.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a picture that goes back a little ways with us.
That's
but
nice.
I still thought
happened to that hair?
I still thought goatees were a really good idea for me back then. And, you know.
Your hair looks strong, by the way.
Mine?
Doesn't look like 41-year-old guy.
Yeah, no, you see. That's why I keep it a little longer now.
Oh, I've you feel little, like you...
You're I got some power alleys coming.
Okay.
So, I'm going to keep it longer up top for a while.
Okay.
Okay, so I also had this question, and it may not be interesting, but maybe it is. I've never seen you outside of like a suit in a Mavs uniform, and I bet you Sarah would say the same. I've never seen you not in a Nike shirt. Is that part of a contract where they just send you 500 Nike shirts and that's all I've ever... Dude, we've seen you a million times and you've always had... Now, I've never seen the same shirt twice, but is that part of it? Or is that your own personal thing that you really like, you know, your business partnership, so you're willing to wear that? I've never seen you like in a, I don't know, just any other shirt. How about that? Why is that?
I like my leisure wear. I do represent Nike a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
But they certainly can't tell you what you wear to a grocery store.
No, but...
But you do.
That's all I basically own.
That's right.
I either have dress shirts and suits and or nice sweaters.
Very nice sweaters.
Yeah. Or I wear Nike shirts or Nike polos, to, you know, just to
when
step it up.
Yeah, it's time to get formal.
Yeah, I wear polos, so...
So how does that work?
I don't really own anything else.
Don't own anything that doesn't say Nike on it, essentially, other than a
for
suit.
For leisure wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not much. Not
okay.
Much.
But you don't...
I have like a...
You don't go to a Nike store and buy this stuff.
Okay, let's say I go out one night, I have like some jeans and a tight shirt on that doesn't say Nike on.
That's right.
I do have stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. But even that shirt.
But for you guys.
Yes.
You know, I'm not.
To and from the facility.
Yes. It's pretty much all leisure wear.
And you signed up with them like before you got to the Mavs?
Yeah.
Didn't
so
you?
I actually was already with Nike Germany before I came. So when I was probably about 18, 19, they signed me to a little deal and they make the best, to me, the best shoes at the time. And I tried some other stuff, but I didn't love it as much. So they've been a great partner for me.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. And I just signed a new deal actually after now. So
wait a minute. You signed a deal after you stopped playing?
Yeah, during the season, but I think they knew what was coming as well.
Yeah.
But it's basically a post-career deal. And
look at that, Dan.
It's great.
Post-career.
Sweet.
You would think that stuff would dry up.
So does the Nike truck just show up with a new pallet of shirts for you every year, so often?
You know, as you guys would probably imagine, I'm pretty low maintenance, you know?
Yeah.
I hit them up when, like, can you send me a few shirts, some new shoes that came out?
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I don't bother them for the rest of the year, and then I might send another text. Say I need a couple things. So
okay,
yeah, I'm probably
baby onesies. Do they outfit the kids?
I don't think that. Yeah, I mean, I have a little account where I can order some stuff for the family as well. So
the kids,
you know,
need
if
some
you
Jordans.
See the kids, if you see the kids and some sweet Nikes, they came from my account.
How many pairs of shoes would you go through in a season?
I liked them worn a little bit. You know, there were some guys that wear new shoes every game. I think MJ wore new shoes every game. I liked them maybe four or five games max. You know, obviously I'm a heavier guy also, 250, has a lot of pounding. So I liked them worn in a bit, but not too much. So I'd say I'd go to a week, 10 days.
Do you have anything like you look back and say, man, I do that different? I regret I did that.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's part of your career. You know, I made some mistakes off the floor. I'm sure those are well documented and, you know, on the court.
Not very many.
Yeah, not very many, but there are some.
But when you made them.
they were good ones. Yeah. They were good ones. Stuff to learn from, for sure.
How about your basketball regret?
You know, just being better in certain playoff series, you know, the finals in 06 gone to mind, or in 07, the Warriors series. But, you know, it made me the player in 11. You know, I always say that. I had to go through some disappointments that made me stronger and a better player. And so, you know, I can't just sit here and say, well, I should have won every playoff series. It's just not... That's just not how it works.
Okay, I have two that I wonder if you think back on at all. One would be that series that Nelly held you out. Like, do you ever think, man, I should have demanded I play, or do you think about that at all?
You know, now that I'm old and I look back at it, I think it was a good decision. You know,
okay.
I was 22, 23 at the time. And, you know, Ginobili actually jumped into my knee. The game, I think it was game 3, and then game 4 was just a couple of days later, and mm-hmm. I wanted to play so bad. So I remember it was Nelly on the catwalk up there at old AAC. It was the doctors, Cubes was there, and I'm going super hard. I wanted to play. I wanted to show that I can play. And I remember like it was yesterday, and then Cubes was like, look, he looks great. And Nelly is like, I don't care what he does down there. You know, he can do a handstand, and I'm not going to play him. So
that's
how that went down. And, you know, I was obviously frustrated. But I told Nelly then afterwards, actually, I was just standing up during the game a bunch and getting up and down. I actually felt my knee. So overall, I think now looking back almost 20 years later, I think it was a great decision. Now, if I would have been at the end of my career and over 30s and this was our chance to go for it. I'm pretty sure maybe I would have only sat out one game and maybe would have tried to play at a 2-2 series in game 5. You know, were you always smarter 20 years later?
That one leads to the other one that I think of. And it is, because I wonder if that's where Nelly and Cuban's relationship really started to... It probably had other things.
Yeah.
But if that was the first big
thing. That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Well, then that, the next thing that was a very big one was the letting Nash walk. And I wonder if that's a regret of yours. Like, do you wish you would have, would you have liked to have played together during those years when you guys were both kind of at your peak? You know, should you have lobbied Cuban, you know?
More, yeah. I do regret that a little bit. And we talked about this now. I'm still pretty close with him. I just saw him a few weeks ago in L.A. I went to dinner. And
with Nash?
Yeah, with Nash. He lives in L.A. now.
And, you didn't get punked again, did you?
No, not this one. Actually, Nash wasn't on.
Oh,
that.
He wasn't there?
That was the first year he had left.
Okay.
So it was,
I beg your pardon.
Finn and Al.
Oh, yeah, that, okay. All there. Right.
But,
I always had Nash there.
Nash was already gone.
All right.
But,
That's right. Dirk was punked by Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, actually, Ashton never showed up. It was one of them episodes where he just gave me an envelope.
Oh.
He never came out.
Didn't even get to meet Ashton Kutcher.
No, he wasn't there. I wasn't big time enough. Now, no. It was, I don't know, somebody else, some Hollywood actor, he would have for sure been there, but that was, I got the old envelope, and I was like, what is this? And I opened it up, and I was like, you got punked. So I was like, what? that was a good one. But no, yeah, I regret that. I should have stepped up even more and say, I don't care what you have to pay him. You have to make this work and at least come close to the money that Phoenix is offering. And that is for sure a regret. You're right about that.
And I wonder if that was part of the Nelly Cuban problems as well.
Yeah, you know, Nelly's system needs a good point guard. They can run the show and run good pick and rolls. The Jet Terry, as much as we love him, and Devin at the time weren't quite the point guards that Nelly was looking for. I'm sure that all played a role, but, you know, we always agree on that too with Steve that, you know, we developed into the players after we separated. You know, it's kind of like we had to take, ownership of the other franchises, and we got better, when we were apart. So who knows if we would actually develop that way if we'd still play together. So that's tough to tell, but, that way, I mean, the Phoenix team was basically built around him. It was perfect for him, and he had unbelievable years there.
Does a day go by where somebody doesn't bring up 2011 to you, do you think?
Maybe one day, but it does happen. You know, that's of course super, super special to me. You know, I'd be in an elevator somewhere, and I'll get out, and somebody would be like, hey, thanks to 2011, or, you know, just sort of like that, or somebody would be like, hey, I was a kid then, and you made my life with bringing the championship here, and so
you kind of did, man.
That is super sweet to hear.
As I was thinking about our visit with you, I always wonder how you go through that in your head about, because I really believe in my heart you're not a wins and losses. I mean, you are a great competitor, but that wasn't why you were playing. You were playing because you just enjoy the game of basketball and your role in it. However, how different is your story, your legacy, your standing in the league, everything? How different is it if you don't have that? So it's probably a... I mean, when you talk about other athletes who fall just short, Charles Barkley, Tony Romo, all these guys, they always talk about, oh, that one time. You got that one time, and I just wonder what that... You know, how that all reconciles in its head. That's a very poor question, but I think you know where I'm headed.
Yeah, I think it changed a lot for me. It changed the perception. I can felt it the next year, whatever, going somewhere, going to road games. Some of the reception I got from the media on the road, the reception I got at the next All-Star game, just players talking. Media wise, I felt a big difference. Now, hey, he's done it. He's made it. And so it's, it definitely changed a lot for me. And that's a good thing that we don't have to sit here and talk what if. So, I'm glad it happened that way in a year where there is no way that should have happened, you know, with Miami building that team. And, that was still amazing to look back at, but it did change my career and my life for sure, and I'll never forget it.
I can't imagine there's very many championships that mean more to an area than that one does to this area. I'm positive, you know, people say that quite a bit with their own championships and their own stories, but that one is second to none around here.
That's
but
right. I wish I could add another one, but yeah, we weren't quite close after that.
No, it's all part of the story, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I've heard you say, without 06, maybe 11 doesn't happen. Without 07, I mean, you just said it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah. Do you all have a key to the city?
I do have a key to the city.
What does it do exactly?
I did ask him, actually. I said, Mr. Mayor, does that come with free parking at least downtown somewhere? He said it really doesn't come with any perks.
It's just like a ceremony.
So I said, where do you anyways.
What do you do with it?
I have it at home on display in my room where some of the All-Star balls and, you know, you get a ball every time you break a record. And
it's boring.
So I got a nice little wall at home, and it's the key to the city is displayed there. And it's of course a nice little thing, but it doesn't really come with anything.
Okay. I imagine in your house, there's a room, maybe Groob's own old room, Dan, where when he opens up the door, just basketballs just pour out of it because he had to just fit them all in one room. There's too many to display them properly. He just
jammed
the door shut.
There is a few that didn't make the list. And, you know, some stuff is at my mom's. You know, actually the MVP one from 06, 07, that's the big trophy that we shipped out to Germany back then. She wanted that.
And you did it.
And so, yeah. it's some other stuff. It's in Germany, so we kind of split it up a little bit.
Have you made peace with your MVP trophy? When you go home, do you look at it and say it wasn't so bad?
I haven't in a while, but it's probably time now since the ride is over. And
yeah,
that was still. I mean, you know, people forget we started 0-4, and we almost started 0-5 because we were about to go losing Phoenix. We had to pull one out in double OT. And then basically it went 67 and 11 after that.
Yeah.
Which was an unbelievable ride. And so that's still a season that we can be proud of. And but still, at this point already, I was at the point where it's in my prime. It was basically championship or nothing. You know,
yeah. Would you say, we got to wrap this up, but would you say the 06 team or the 07 team were both better basketball teams than the 11 team, or is that going too far? Because championships don't always happen to the best team. It's the year everything fell in place. So I don't know if that makes sense, but would you say the 2011 team was, because of what they accomplished, the very best basketball team you ever played on, or was, do you feel like the 07 team might have actually been better? They just...
Yeah, no, I think the 11 team was the best because we had a great mix and Tyson added something.
Yeah.
His athleticism and his quickness and Jay Kitt's, you know, cleverness and IQ. And, I like the 06, 07 team. We had great teams, but I think the league at the top wasn't as top heavy. I think, in 11, it was harder, obviously, what Miami did.
And
getting through the West. So, I'm not even sure if the 06, 07 team gets to the final that year. So, I did like the 11 team a lot. Every role player with bringing in Pedro late, made huge shots in the playoffs that year. JJ was big.
Everybody had a moment.
Everybody had. Cardinal had a moment.
Corey Brewer, yeah. Cardinal, Yamahimi.
Yamahimi with the big shot in game six to carry the momentum into the fourth.
Also, the way Yamahimi would get the huddle going with a nice let's go once in a while.
Yeah. I literally thought that was our best team, and we had that was unbelievable.
If you ever want to rewatch those games, let's do it. Let's sit down and pop them all in,
We'll do a podcast that you guys can't do, but
we'll figure something out.
Yeah, all right.
You're the man.
Let's say happy birthday.
Oh yeah, thank you guys.
Congratulations.
Yes, 41 years old tomorrow.
41 turns 41. So
wow.
I'm actually taking a group to Vegas this weekend. And just, you know, celebrate a little bit before we go to Europe. So
taking a group sounds really mysterious.
Yeah, that is mysterious, but it's just a fun group.
Just a random group?
Just a random group.
Just go find five people. We're going to Vegas?
Yeah, it should be fun times.
Awesome. Man, you're unbelievable. We really appreciate this. Until we meet again, my good man.
Thank you, guys.
That is Dirk, ladies and gentlemen. Number one in our hearts.
You know what? I meant to say something. Holy!
It's
hold on.
Hold on. We are still on. If you want to.
Oh.
Do you want to say something?
No,
else?
I was.
Did you think we were off the air?
A big fan of you guys texting me, and sorry, Doc, I blew this.
What's her name?
It's actually our doc, and he said, when they ask you about your health, say, they can't even fix a horse's bones. I was supposed to say that. And sorry, Doc, I blew it, but I hope it was still good.
No, I don't think you blew anything there. All right, that's Dirk, ladies and gentlemen. It's 1:38 on the ticket.